Hello, I'm Dr. Jonathan Barker, pastor here at Amazing Grace Baptist Church in Mount Airy, North Carolina. I would like to personally thank you for taking out time today to tune in to our preaching podcast. We hope that this message will be a great encouragement to your heart today.
I want you to go with me to Matthew chapter 26. Good to see folks from Charity Hill tonight. I sure do appreciate that. And, that just lets you know it ain't got old yet, amen. They'll follow you around, listen to you in a meeting somewhere else. I thank God for that. Matthew 26, if you would stand with me, I want to read one verse to you tonight. Matthew chapter number 26, I've already been put on a timer twice, so I'm going to try to hurry, amen. Preacher's hungry, and y'all got a viewing to get to, all right? And if you don't find out where that viewing's at, it ain't my fault. Preacher told you three different places, so. If you get lost, you can't blame me for it, amen? It was at the church or Dobson or Moody's in Mount Airy, but he's somewhere and they're waiting on y'all somewhere, amen? I'm going with a preacher to eat. Y'all do whatever you want to, amen? Matthew 26, let's look at one verse tonight. But Peter followed him afar off unto the high priest's palace and went in and sat with the servants to see the end. Father in heaven, as we come before you tonight, Lord, I want to thank you for loving us. I want to thank you for being so good to us. Father, I pray that you'd help us tonight. God, I pray, Father, you'd meet with us just for a little while. Lord, help us to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit of God tonight. Lord, you'd speak to our hearts. Lord, I pray if there'd be one lost, that tonight would be a night of salvation. Lord, any out of your will be drawn closer to you. Strengthen the saint of God tonight, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. You be seated. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of the Word. I don't have time to read all this tonight, not because I was picking on the preacher, not because of that, but just simply because there's a lot of reading here in chapter number 26 and chapter number 27. I believe many of you know just from being in church that Peter, if we look at him like we normally do, Peter is a high-maintenance disciple. Now, Peter is the one that the Lord has to continually, keep the rod of correction out there and bring Peter back around and remind him of who he is and what needs to be done in his life. Matter of fact, Peter is the one that whenever the Lord was gone for a short amount of time, Peter said, well, I believe I'll go fishing. And Peter had enough emphasis about him and enough pull about him that there's others said, well, we believe we'll go with you. And we know how the story goes. Peter went out there, got naked, and went fishing. And when the Lord came, he cast himself into the water, put his coat on, cast himself in the water because he was a sinful man. I want you to understand something. It wasn't that Peter was a sinner, but Peter was a sinful man. I believe tonight, the last study I did, it's been reported, I think it was in 21, that 78% of people in churches in America, not just Baptists, but church attendees in America, 78% could never tell the time that they accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Hey, friend, I'm telling you, that's a sad day. Amen. Hey, listen, there ain't anything greater in this world than to be able to say you've been born again, saved by the grace of God. Matter of fact, there's nothing greater than being born again by the grace of God. But there's only one thing that'll make it sweeter, and that's knowing that you've been born again, saved by the grace of God. And let me say this tonight, I don't have to tell you, the preacher won't have to tell you. Somebody else won't have to tell. If you've ever been born again, saved by the grace of God, you know that tonight. Amen. I'm glad. Hey, listen, I don't mean this ugly tonight, but I'm glad I don't have to go out there and stand in front of the doors at the restrooms and have a 20-minute decision on which one I need to go to. I know. Amen. I know. There's reasons I know that. Amen. I don't have to stand in. I don't have to go to my car tonight and sit in the driver's seat and wonder if there's a wife coming to go home with me or not. I know I'm married tonight. I don't have to wonder about that. Matter of fact, I'm not standing up here checking my pulse tonight, making sure I'm alive. I'm here. Amen. If I fall out, please somebody come check them for me. But right now, I'm okay. Preacher, what are you trying to say? I'm glad we can know that we have passed from death unto life through the Lord Jesus Christ. So here, we're just laying a foundation. I'm still trying to get over my nerves, amen. I want you to understand, Peter was a high-maintenance disciple. If I could preach on this thought just for a few moments tonight, I want to preach on the thought of following Jesus afar off. Following Jesus afar off. I believe tonight there's a lot of people that want to go with him. I believe there's a lot of people that want to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. But the problem is there's a lot of distance between where he is and where we are tonight. I'm not talking about heaven and earth. I'm talking about the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost of God. Your pastor mentioned that just a few moments ago. And where we are right now, if you'll notice this, we see that Jesus is being led to be scourged here. And we had a wonderful service at the church this morning. The Holy Spirit met with us. And here's what happened is Pilate washed his hands and he said, I find no fault in him. And Marty Schaffner stood up this morning and read Revelation chapter number 4. There's the 120 elders are sitting there in heaven around the throne tonight. And those beasts full of eyes within and without. Don't that sound like an ugly creature? Listen, they don't have eyes just to be ugly. They have eyes for examination. Pilate washed his hands on earth saying, I find no fault in it. But in heaven tonight, right now, around the throne of God, there's beasts filled with eyes within and eyes without. And they're looking on him to find some reason why he should not be on the throne of God. Oh, but my friend, they're crying out, holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty, who was and is and is to come. I'm glad there's no fault in him tonight. Amen. Matter of fact, this man Peter we're talking about, he's the one that whenever Malchus come laid hands upon him, he cut his ear off. Now, y'all know Peter is a better man than that. A better aim than that. I didn't mean to say better man than that. He's a better aim than that. Hey, Peter, he's the one you'd want to take bass fishing with you, Brother Marty. If there's a log over there, I believe Peter could sidearm it under the log. He was a fisherman by trade. He didn't mean to cut off Malchus's ear. He's aiming for his head. I believe that. But I want you to notice something. It come time for Jesus to be scourged. It come time for him to be persecuted. And Peter finds himself afar off. Boy, isn't this amazing tonight? If everybody's all right, I'm just going to keep preaching. I'm really trying to follow the leadership of the Lord tonight. But here's what's going on. I'm not talking about here. I have no idea. Your pastor ain't told me a thing. I ain't asked any questions. Hey, but preacher, I believe I'm noticing this more and more. I don't preach out all the time. And I thank God for the few opportunities I get. But we're probably more busy now than we've ever been as a whole family. Hey, but I'm noticing this more and more. Hey, listen, that we are losing our amazement of who God is and what God's done. We want entertainment. Hey, listen, you ought to thank God for them TV screens. You ought to thank God for this nice building. Oh, but I'm glad, look, hey, I'm glad as dirty and as rotten as we are, I'm glad the Lord don't abide in that TV screen. I'm glad it don't live within these four walls. Oh, but I'm glad these old wretched, wicked sinners that he saved by his grace is his dwelling place tonight. Amen. As we look at this, here's what happened. Matter of fact, we remember Peter is the one that said, Lord, I'd never deny you. Matter of fact, I'm willing to die for you. I heard a man say this many years ago, and I believe it still to be true. Until we're willing to die for Christ, we're not really willing to live for Christ. Amen. Here's what happened. So Peter, this is the one that cut off Malchus's ear. Peter's the one that told the Lord, I'll not deny him. The Lord said, Peter, before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. We find here in verse number 58, but Peter followed him afar off. I want to say, number one, our surroundings will keep us afar off. Hey, listen, if you're not careful tonight, hey, listen, you know what'll keep you afar off? Your surroundings will keep you afar off. Hey, if you're not careful tonight, hey, listen, if you're surrounded by the things of work, it'll keep you afar off. Excuse me, I'm about to lose my voice. You know as well as I do what will happen here. Many times, even the preacher said, hey, it'd be a good time to take a day off. I know everybody gets sideways sometimes when the preacher says something like that. I've had them get sideways at me too for the same thing. Hey, but here's the thing about it. Hey, listen, we really do what we want to do. Amen? Hey, we really make time. I've heard people say this, preacher, I really don't have time to do that. I really don't have time to do this. Ain't it amazing when our kids get to playing ball? You got one kid younger than the other kid. You got one playing in Dobson, one playing in Mount Airy. But somehow or another, we're able to get to all that and still miss church. You know what will keep us afar off? Our surroundings will keep us afar off. Hey, listen, one of the young men stood up today and he said, hey, the preacher's told us, and it is true, I'm guilty for it. You are right now, or you soon will be. Who or what your friends are. Our surroundings will keep us afar off. The reason I said that about Peter, if you'll notice, and he sat with the servants to see the end. Peter found himself with a different crowd. If you'll remember, Abraham and Lot, the Bible said their herds got too big for each other. Abraham said, listen, we're family. I don't want to strife here. He said, you pick one side, I'll pick the other, whatever you want. The Bible said that Lot chose the land that looked like it had plenty of grass. But we know better than that. Lot had already pitched his tent towards Sodom. He saw the lights. He heard the music. My friend, whenever the angel of the Lord went to bring him out, you know what happened? Lot called those people he were dwelling with, his brethren. I'm telling you, our surroundings will keep us afar off. Look, if you will, there in chapter number 27. Same book there. Chapter number 27 and verse number 5. I want to say this. 55. Chapter 27, verse number 55. Notice what your Bible said. And many women were there beholding afar off, which followed Jesus from Galilee, ministering unto him. Now I want you to understand something that I don't believe at all, that these women were necessarily in a sinful situation. That's not at all what I'm insinuating tonight. But I do want you to notice this. I believe our situations will keep us afar off. Not only your surroundings, but if you ain't careful, your situations will keep you afar off. Hey, listen, here's what happened. Jesus ain't doing what you wanted him to do fast enough. Jesus ain't hearing you quick enough. Jesus ain't answering like you want him to. He's answered, but it ain't like we want him to answer. And here's what happened. That situation we're in, if we're not careful, we'll allow it to keep us afar off. Hey, let me call time out here tonight. I believe y'all can help me right here. Hey, do you realize tonight, if he never does another thing, he is worthy of all of our honor. He is worthy of, hey, do you realize tonight that tomorrow's Monday morning. Do you realize no matter what happens in the White House, I hope you're listening to me tonight. You can find this in your Bible. I'm not making it up. No matter what happens in the White House tomorrow, no matter what happens at the gas pump tomorrow, no matter what happens on Wall Street tomorrow, no matter what happens at the schoolhouse tomorrow, no matter what happens on your job tomorrow, those beasts and those elders are still going to be saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Amen. But if we're not careful, if we're not careful, us ourselves will allow our situations to cause us to follow him afar off. Hey, let me get right down here and help you tonight. Hey, listen, we got young'uns that ain't where they ought to be with God. Hey, I want to tell you something. Hang in there, friend. Hang in there. You said, preacher, you don't have no idea what you're talking about. I've pastored them. I've watched God do it. Hey, he may not do it on your timetable. Hey, but hang in there. They need to see that in that situation, you're going to stick it out, and you're going to trust God. Amen. I'm talking about our situations. If we're not careful, our situations will keep us afar off. You don't have to turn tonight. But in Luke chapter number 17 and in verse number 12, the Bible said, and as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers which stood afar off. Hey, if you remember, you go back and study the sin of leprosy. Hey, you couldn't be around the leper. Matter of fact, if you was around them, it was very easy for you to get it. Matter of fact, you can go back to the Old Testament and leaven reminds you of what leprosy talks about in the New Testament. You remember in the Old Testament, if you'll read in some of the law there and reading the book of Leviticus, I mean, if you put the spoon in the leaven, You couldn't touch anything else with a spoon because then it'd have leaven on it. Y'all listening to? There's a lot of people in the world we're living in today. I ain't got time to preach all this, but they're trying to kill us if they don't kill us with COVID. They're trying to kill us with what we're eating. Somebody say amen right there. If we really knew who was working places, we wouldn't eat out for nothing. I ain't got time to preach that. We shake hands with one another and we sanitize our hand. I wonder what, I ain't got time. Here's what I'm trying to tell you. We got to be careful. But here's what happens. That leprosy, you had to cry out, unclean, unclean. Boy, I would we had one of them detectors when they walked in the church door, don't you? You couldn't come to the choir if you was unclean, spiritually speaking. You couldn't teach Sunday school if you was unclean. You couldn't preach behind the pulpit if you was unclean. Preacher, what are you trying to say? I'm trying to say, man, we need some holy living tonight. We need people and preachers. We need it in the pulpit. We need it in the pews. People that are willing to follow God close to Him and not afar off tonight. Hey, I'm saying, listen, I would. You know what would really cause a revival? You don't have to tell everybody. But if you just tell God, Lord, I'm unclean, I'm unclean. Find ourselves in the altar somewhere and whatever's hindering us from worshiping, just leave it there, amen. Notice this. I wrote this in my notes tonight. Sin. Not only your surroundings, your situation, but sin will keep you far off. Notice what the Bible said. There's these 10 men that had leprosy. You know the story. 10 of them was healed. 9 of them left. And only one returned to give Him thanks. They had to be Baptist. But here's what I want you to see tonight. Brother Matt, they is unclean. But when they saw Jesus, now they had to stay away from everybody. But when they saw Jesus, they were, well, watch what the Bible said. And as He entered into a certain village, there met Him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. Now, wait a minute. It sounds like the Bible's contradicting itself. They met Him, which stood afar off. No, the Bible didn't contradict itself. From everybody else, they stood afar off. But when Jesus came, they met Him. Hey, I want to say tonight, there's a time in your life, and there's a time in my life. We was afar off. Oh, but thank God, by the blood of Jesus, we've been made nigh tonight. Amen. I want you to notice it. I love it. Sin will keep you afar off. It really is true tonight. Sin will keep you from that Bible. But my friend, that Bible will keep you from sin. Amen. You say, preacher, I'm having a hard time with sin. What's the Bible say about it? You get to know they don't pay attention. Now I'm not saying don't listen to Him. But I'm saying don't believe him over what that Bible says. Don't believe me over what that Bible says. I tell my folks all the time, I'll read it to you. And I'll show you how I got it. But you go home for yourself and you study. Hey, you let that Word of God begin to speak to you. Hey, listen, aren't you glad? I'm glad for a man of God. He's in heaven tonight. I'm glad for a man of God that preached me the truth. I'm glad He told me the truth. Hey, listen, friend, He didn't care if you got your feelings hurt or not. He just going to preach the truth. He sawed wood, whether it was raining, it was shining. I'm talking about big chips of wood. You better wear your safety glasses. You come to church while He is preaching. He just let the chips fall where they'd fall. Amen. But here's what I'm trying to tell you tonight. I'm thankful for that man of God. Oh, but that man of God didn't save me. Oh, but that Word He preached to me. Hey, listen, whenever His voice went quiet, that Word kept talking. Hey, listen, I'm glad there's a time in my life. I was afar off. Oh, but when I met Him, I came running to where He was, being drawn of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank God. Hey, listen, your surroundings will keep you far off. Your situations will keep you far off. Sin will keep you far off. How about this in Mark chapter number 5 and in verse number 6? But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshiped Him. Hey, listen, that's the maniac of Gadara. Mark chapter number 5, verse number 6. Bible said he was dwelling among the tombs, jumping up and down, cutting himself. No man could tame him. Oh, but notice this. The Bible said, but when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshiped. Hey, I want to say this tonight. Satan himself will keep you afar off. Let me slow down right here just a moment. I'll be done in just a few minutes. Let me slow down right here on this thought. I don't know if you've ever pondered on this or not, but preacher's talking about a study y'all having on Wednesday night. Boy, I like that. I like studies. We've been on a study of living a spirit-filled life for almost 2 years, and we went straight out of that into the battle of the mind. Now we're studying on Lord's Sin Revival, the book of Habakkuk, not Tobacco, but Habakkuk. I saw some of y'all shaking your head, man, when I said that. Habakkuk. That's a good Baptist study right there. Habakkuk. Habakkuk. Y'all feel that? But preacher, I noticed this. The Bible said here that when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshiped him. And yeah, have you ever thought about this? The Garden of Eden, I only find one time when Satan, as the serpent, came to Eve and said, as God said, you cannot eat of the tree of the garden, neither touch it. We know that ain't what the Lord said. The Lord said you shouldn't eat of it. They eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Well, I believe if you ain't going to eat of it, you ain't got no business touching it anyway. You'll just stay away from it, right? But Satan tried to add two. But, Brother Stan, I only see one time that Satan went to Eve. You ever thought about this? Greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world. Now, Brother Josh, I'm just going to use you and Brother Robert, since y'all are sitting right here, I'll use y'all for an example. I won't embarrass you. But do we realize tonight, y'all help me now. If y'all help me, I'll be done in just a few minutes. If y'all don't, I'm just going to see how squirmy y'all get if I preach longer. Amen? Because I know y'all got somewhere you want to. I'm just picking. You realize Satan can't be over here talking to you and over here talking to you and over here talking to me all at the same time. Because that's the way the Holy Ghost works. And if Satan can do that, then he'd have the same power Christ has. And we know he's cast out of heaven because he wanted that power and didn't get it. So greater is he that's in us. Y'all with me tonight? Greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. But here's what happened. Satan put a thought in Eve's mind. Daily she looked at the tree. She thought what he said. She looked at the tree and she thought what she said. You know what she did? She herself moved towards the will of Satan and partook of the tree. Now a lot of times we'll say this. We'll say, preacher, I'm telling you, boy, I'm glad we're here at church tonight. Boy, Satan has been on me all day long. Then somebody else comes in and says, boy, I'm glad we're at church tonight. Satan's been on me all day long. I don't mean to bust nobody's butt. That's impossible. That's impossible. Now, he may have gave you a thought a month ago, and you ain't let it go yet. But Satan can't do that, and two or three people say he's doing that to them. Because he'd be the same power that the Lord said. Oh, but I am glad. I am glad that the Holy Ghost can go home with you. And he can go home with you. He can go home with me. He can go home with you. Hey, do you realize the other couple of weeks when you've been sick, preacher? Boy, aren't you glad you ain't the only. I mean, I'm glad God was helping you. I'm glad the Holy Ghost was strengthening you. Hey, but I'm glad to stand here and tell you tonight. Thank God you wasn't the only one. He didn't put it. Oh, my. He didn't put everybody else on hold just so he could come to your house. Oh, but while he's helping you, he's helping somebody else. My friend, even though Satan, I mean, the demons were in him. Hey, when he saw Jesus afar off, he come running. Oh, I believe tonight if we'd get back to remembering what it's like to let go of the things of this world and run to him, oh my, we wouldn't follow him afar off tonight. I'm talking about, listen, Satan will cause us to follow him afar off. Boy, we got things going on in our mind tonight, and if we're not careful, hey, listen, Satan's done told you don't have a testimony. Satan's about got you talked into, you think you ain't even been saved to begin with. Hey, listen, you know better than that tonight. You can, I ain't never going to try to preach somebody into heaven, but I sure ain't going to preach them out of heaven. Amen. Hey, listen, I'm glad they don't nobody have to tell me tonight. Hey, listen, just as much as I know I'm alive or dead tonight, I ought to know whether I'm saved or not tonight. Hey, listen, we ought to have a joy down in our soul. God help us to get close to him, close to him, close to him, and quit following afar off tonight. Amen. Let me give you this right here tonight. Not only surrounding situations, sin, Satan, but self. Self will keep you afar off. Psalm 139, verse number 2. I love this right here. You know what the psalmist said? He said, thou knowest my downsetting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Hey, do you realize tonight, Brother Matt, from here to heaven is a long ways away. Oh, but I'm glad in my darkest hour. I'm glad he understandeth my thought afar off. Hey, do you realize tonight we're not serving a wooden God? Hey, listen, we're not serving Buddha tonight. Hey, listen, we're not serving an old dead bone. Hey, we ain't serving the golden cat down at the Chinese buffet. Hey, but we're serving a living God, a thrice holy God. See, oh, my friend sitting on his throne tonight, hey, watch this, that is touched by the feeling of our infirmities tonight. Hey, my friend, when you're hurting, God's touched by that. And when you rejoice, God's rejoicing in that. I'm talking about we serve a great high priest tonight that entered in once to make the atonement for sin, that you and I might go free tonight and follow him near instead of afar off tonight. Ourself. But we allow self to keep us afar off. We used to make a joke of this. I hope you don't mind if I ask you publicly, but preacher, when's the last time you resigned in your mind? He ain't going to tell me, but I'll tell y'all. I told my crowd this morning. We had Jubilee week four last. Man, it was great. Mornings was great. Man, there's people rejoicing. And the night services, that's unbelievable. Am I telling it right? So my church folks here. I get up on Sunday morning, and I'm telling you, brother, in my study, there's people shouting while I was preaching. There's people standing up. I got up to preach last Sunday morning, and there's people catching flies on their tonsils. It was drier than cracker juice. And I'll be honest with you, I was scared to even say anything to my wife. I was afraid if I said, that's it, I was afraid she'd say, you're right. Me and Brother Barker, we used to cut up a little bit. I'd call him on Sunday afternoon. I said, bro, how'd it go? He said, I'm resigning. I'm done. I said, hang in there, brother. It'd be worth it. All the time, I just want to say, I'm going to quit too. I'd call him or he'd call me Thursday or something. He'd say, how'd it go? I said, brother, I'm done. I'm done. Well, one thing that happened, we never quit on the same day or we both wouldn't be here tonight. Amen. Here's what I'm trying to tell you. You know what? Sometimes I allow me. I ain't blaming it on you. I ain't blaming on Charity Hill. I ain't blaming on my wife. That was a piece of candy. That wasn't my tooth, all right? I ain't blaming on my girls tonight. I ain't even blaming it on the devil. It's me. Sometimes if I... You go to the piano. Sometimes if I ain't careful, I'll allow me to follow him afar off. I let me get in the way. Boy, I can remember when I was preaching this morning on, Lord, I'm coming home. We had homecoming. Psalm 84. The psalmist gets to talking about the sparrow and the swallow found a place at the house of God to raise their young and make a nest. I know when you look at that and you think about that, these eaves outside those buildings, those tabernacles as you look at it in the Bible. And those birds will find a place there. But you know, for you and I tonight, boy, this place ought to mean something. I'm not talking about the building. And y'all got a beautiful, please hear me, y'all got a beautiful facility. Boy, ain't there times in your life that you say something like this? Well, if I could just get to the church house. Well, if I could just get to God's house, man, it'd be all right. But, man, I don't know about you, preacher, I don't know about you, but sometimes on Thursday, after a good Wednesday night, on Thursday, man, I'm just thinking to myself, boy, if I could just make it to Sunday. Friday gets here, it ain't more, two more days till Sunday. Man, it ain't like it's everybody at my house, but about 5:45, 6 o'clock every Sunday morning. I can't lay around the bed. I got to get up. Why? Because Sunday's here, and we get to go to the house of God. Sunday's here. This might be the day somebody gets born again, saved by the grace of God. But if we ain't careful, hey, friend, we'll let ourselves. Listen, Christ promised to never remember it against us anymore. Our sins have been forgiven. They've been washed. We've been forgiven. I'm talking about cleansed by the blood of the Lamb, washed white as snow. But if we ain't careful, we'll allow self to follow him afar off tonight. Let me read this to you and I'm done. Ephesians chapter number 2. Jeremiah says this, if you want to look in Ephesians, but Jeremiah said this in 23:23. Am I a God afar off? I mean, am I a God at hand, saith the Lord? and not a God afar off. Now listen, you say, well, preacher, that's me tonight. I feel like I'm following him afar off. You know what the Lord said? The Lord said, am I a God at hand, saith the Lord, not a God afar off? You know what he's saying? He said, I can be just as real to you right here as I can way out there. You know what that means? That means he can still hear you, but he's going to bring you to where he is. Y'all ain't listening to me. He said, preacher, I feel like I'm a long ways from him tonight. Hey, guess what? Just as much as he's listening to this right here, he can still hear you out there. But it's God's desire to bring you from there to where he is. Hey, preacher, how do you know that? Well, in John chapter number 14, verses 1 through 4, he said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Hey, I'm glad it ain't just eternity that Christ is wanting us to be with him, but it's even now God desires for us to be near him. Here it is tonight. This is the invitation. Ephesians chapter number 2, verse number 13. The Bible said, but now in Christ Jesus, you who sometimes were far off, are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who hath made both one and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make himself a twain, one new man, so making peace. And then he might reconcile both unto God one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby. Watch this. And came and preached peace to you, which were afar off, and to them that were nigh. Y'all do realize tonight that Calvary, I love this right here. I'm done. I love this right here. Calvary. I've been guilty of saying this. Brother Todd mentioned this in our Jubilee the other day, but I've been guilty of saying this. God looked down through the scope of time. Y'all know what I'm saying. God can see from eternity past to eternity future. There's no beginning, no ending with God. But if we ain't careful, we miss this right here, Brother Brian. When God saw Calvary, even though I wasn't even born, God looked down on Calvary and saw Jesus, his darling son, dying for the sins of the world. At the same time, he saw me. Oh, what a God. At the same time he saw Calvary, he saw me and saw the penalty has been paid for my sin. And now, that same God that was the same God when I was afar off, now that I got born again, saved by the grace of God, is the same God now that I've been made nigh by the blood of Jesus Christ.